hostage situation, Dan?
FUBAR Radio.
My name is Dr. Ranj. It was like coming back home and...
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got a free mayonnaise packet at the Fresno bus station. I don't want to get into it. I'm joined on the day of recording, which is today, March 12th, 2020. That's 2020 to you math fans. And this is coming out on the 13th. I'm doing this from my apartment in New York City, in Manhattan. And I'm Skyping with the brains behind the operation, Chris Gersbeck. We are both self... I don't know if we're self... Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're not so much self-quarantining ourselves as lazy, I think. No, that's not true. I think today, Chris, I don't know where your head's at with the current global pandemic.
This morning, I was like, this is all bullshit. Now I'm like, oh god.
Now you're freaking out.
I'm not freaking out so much. It's just
you sound like you're freaking out.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I was supposed to go over to your place today. And...
You were. It's okay though. I mean, I don't want you to infect me, and I don't want to infect you. Let's be honest. I didn't want to have to put pants on. That's the bigger thing, you know. I don't. There's a lot of things with this this coronavirus. I'm not crazy about. You know, I would have had to put pants on. I also don't like that people are trying to trick me into using toilet paper. I'm not falling for this. I haven't gone this long. Chris.
Oh man, we get like a case of toilet paper shipped every couple months.
Every couple
just you know
months
to always have
some kind of superhero. That's all you use in 2 months. How much is in a case?
24 rolls? No, 48 rolls.
You only use 48 rolls over the course of 2 months. I guess that's
there's only two of us. I don't know. Isn't that? That sounds about right.
I don't know. I mean, I go through it, sister.
Oh, man.
You know what? Not to brag, but I do have a primitive, whatever it's called, a bidet of some sort.
Oh, that's right. You got the tushy?
I believe that's what it's called. Have you used it?
No.
Oh, good, because I was gonna freak out if you had told me you had used my bidet.
I didn't even realize you had it until Nick Flanagan was over there and he brought it up.
Oh, how can you not?
Yeah.
How can you not? No, it's exciting stuff. It's fun. And I can't stress this enough. You really don't go through nearly as much toilet paper. If you choose not to, you don't use nearly as much.
Yeah.
I don't need to get into it that much, but let me leave it at that. But let's focus.
Okay.
I realize the main headline, you know, is the current global pandemic that's sweeping. I was going to say sweeping the nation, but it's sweeping the world. Yeah. Global pandemics aside, for me, the exciting news is that we are making our triumphant return into the sweet, sweet bosom of the Maximum Fun organization.
That's right.
With this episode.
We've made our return with this, yeah.
Yeah. So this is very exciting because, you know, this podcast, I don't even know when this started. I remember the first episode, was it 10 or 11 years ago? We were just kids then. I don't even know if I knew you then.
No, I don't think so.
You probably knew who I am and was. I'm very famous. But,
yeah.
But, I don't think I knew who you were. But what I was going to say, the cool thing I was going to say is, I started this pod. I was at Tig Notaro's house, and I said, hey, you want to be on my podcast? And I said, she said, you have a podcast? And I said, now I do. And we went into her living room and recorded what would become the first legendary episode of this podcast. And I did it, I guess, for 5 years. And then, you know, sporadically, not that reliably. Yeah. I kept people guessing just out of sheer laziness. And eventually, I went over to do my show on WFMU that I did for 5 years, the goddamn Dave Hill show. And then that, with your guidance, you lured me out of the wilderness.
That's right.
And said, "Hey, Dave, why don't you start up Dave Hill's podcasting incident again, what, you know, a lot of people all over the world say is the greatest podcast of all time." I mean, those were your words, Chris. I'm a humble man. I would never say anything like that myself, but you said it, and I take you at your word. And so I said, yeah. And then, so we started it up again, and we didn't, because I didn't know the future of, wasn't sure what was going on with me and my life, we didn't come back to Maximum Fun right away.
Yeah.
And we did, after some time, we started to do, So You're Canadian on Maximum Fun, and that became the most popular podcast, Canadian-centric podcast that I've ever done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. Same.
No question. So then, you know, we're kind of switching that over to special, exciting episodes.
Right. If Celine Dion ever replies to any of my tweets.
Yeah. We have a few people locked and loaded that are going to be coming down the pike. Yeah. Celine Dion. Aldo Nova, which I believe that's easily doable. He was on my radio show before. Geddy Lee. I know people who are friends with him. I feel like that's doable. Guy LaFleur. I'm working on it.
Rick Moranis.
I mean,
he's coming back.
Is he really?
I don't know if you heard. Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're making another sequel to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's coming out of retirement for it.
Was he retired?
Oh, yeah, he hasn't acted in, like, 25 years or something.
By choice?
Yeah, it's actually, like, kind of sad. I think his wife passed away, and then he just decided to, you know, just raise his kids and quit show business.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that, you know, in this hurry-worry world.
Yeah.
We're all so up our own butts. I did not realize that. Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, I'm beating around the bush here, but my point is, this show, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident with Chris Gersbeck, is now officially, once again, part of the Maximum Fun family, and we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
I may as well use this episode to, aside from announce this, that's a bit of news that I just dropped on you. But, Chris, I always wanted this to be a surprise, but they're sending us a couple of free t-shirts.
Holy shit.
To sweeten the pot.
Do I get one?
I cannot give one to you, no. But I'm just saying, a couple of shirts are coming. No, they're coming. Absolutely. Okay. Nice. No, they're coming fast and hard, and I'm going to give you one. I might even give you two, depending on the looks of it, you know?
Yeah. What size did you request for me?
Double XL. I want to give you all the room you need. All the room you need.
What'd you get for yourself?
Small. Because it's an aspirational size for me. I'm planning on getting super ill. No, I believe I got a large too. Because, you know, I like to have a little room.
Yeah.
To grow if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm honest.
I need that.
But yeah, this is going to be great. The Jackie and Lori show, Stop Podcasting Yourself, my brother and me. There's just endless.
Oh, so many. Yeah.
Endless goodness coming down the pike, coming at you. One Bad Mother, Judge John Hodgman, now with new, even cooler logo. It's endless. Should we get a new logo?
Maybe.
Now that I see John Hodgman has a cool logo. I mean, he already had a cool logo. Now
we can just, like, you know, update it a little bit.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, look we're already showing up on the Maximum Fun feed. That's awesome.
Really? Where?
Yeah.
Did we upload all our old episodes?
I didn't. I haven't done that yet, but
looks like you're gonna be busy. I mean, I can't help with that.
Yeah. That's my job.
Oh, this is really exciting. Wait, I don't see it on the Maximum Fun feed. What website are you on?
I think I got the homepage. If you scroll down, the last week's episode is on there.
Of this show?
Of Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident.
This show, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. By the way, you know, this isn't, this isn't the show. We're just testing the mics and catching up. This is helmets. This is what I call a helmet and sweats episode where you just kind of stay sharp and get through a global pandemic. Mm. And no, this is very exciting. I don't know if this is too trendy, Chris, but everyone, COVID-19, you know, which is the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Everyone's sending out emails responding to COVID-19 and like what cool thing they're doing to keep everyone safe. And usually it has something to do with wet wipes. It's usually just
sanitizer.
They're just going to wipe something down.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to the gym with my wife tonight, and I think we're going to skip it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think you're too ripped?
I'm a little too ripped, yeah.
You're pretty ripped.
Received word. Oh.
What was the word you received?
That, I'm just doing my job here, and I got a note from Gothamist saying that they're suspending their event roundups at the moment.
What does that mean?
They're not, like, encouraging people to go out and do stuff, apparently. It's from my friend over there.
Man, oh, man. So, I just had my, not to brag, not to make this global pandemic about me, Dave Hill, international superstar. I just had my European tour canceled. I, as you know, Chris, I'm internationally famous, not for everybody, stand-up comedian and musician and, you know, other cool stuff that I do. And I was supposed to leave this Sunday for Norway.
God.
I was going to arrive there Monday. My brother was going to meet me.
Oh, man.
And then I was going to party with him for a day. And, you know, some friends in Norway that I have, close personal friends that live in Norway. And then I was going to start a bunch of shows going to do 5 nights in Oslo, where I'm considered a genius. Then I was going to go to Krakow, which is in Poland, for another show, because I'm considered a genius there. Then I was going to go to a city I can't pronounce called Olomouc in Czech Republic.
I like how you're listing a bunch of cities you're not going to be in.
I know, I know. Finally, I get it right to like promote my shows, and they're not happening. This is what's so frustrating. Like, you know, God forbid I do it when the shows are actually... Anyway, I was going to go to all these cool places. I'm really excited. Prague, London, 12 magical nights, and it's not happening. And so I've gone to the grocery store, and I bought some pesto sauce.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to make pasta with pesto at some point.
I made a really good chili last night.
Oh.
It was awesome.
What was in it?
Oh, man. What wasn't in it? Black beans.
Was it vegetarian or was there meat in it?
Nah, there was meat in it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not judging you. I mean, you're less than I am. You're a lesser person for eating meat, but no, just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not judging anyone. I just stopped. I would eat turkey chili or chicken chili or tuna chili or shrimp chili.
Yeah, I got to get a good vegetarian chili recipe.
Oh, I'm not sure. I think you... Yeah, I had... There's... I got some chili. There's a deli by my house, which I didn't realize was actually vegetarian. Ooh. Not vegan, but it's vegetarian. I didn't realize they don't have eggs or any, you know, chicken noodle soup, anything like that. Ooh. But they do have, and I'll tell you, they have vegetarian chili. So there's that. Cool. Very exciting. So I've had that and it's pretty good. Not to brag. But anyway.
I'll make a batch. I'll make a batch and bring it over next time. We'll all eat vegetarian chili.
Okay, I'm in. I have jalapenos.
You and Lucy. We'll chow down.
Oh,
chili.
Dogs love chili. They love it. They absolutely love chili. If I know anything about dogs, it's that they love chili. From way back.
It's true.
But I digress. What was my point? I guess I was saying we're back and better than ever before. See how I brought it? If this were a live show, then this would be a huge applause. Everyone would be like, yeah, that rules.
Crowd surf out of the venue.
And then everyone be like, I can't believe they are here. They did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone would be super psyched and want to have sexual intercourse with us. Which would be cool. Be really cool.
Be really cool.
Just something to think about.
Maybe we should schedule a live Dave Hills podcasting incident.
Now's the time. Now that we have the backing of Maximum Fun and they have wired me $48, I feel like I'm in. I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. Okay, I'll do a live DHPI. There have been one. I did one in London once.
Ooh.
Not to brag, but very famous international comedian.
You know, you could still fly. You could still fly to the UK. I don't know. You didn't have any dates booked there, did you?
Yes, in London.
Oh my God. It really sucks.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, the Fast and the Furious 9's been delayed because of coronavirus. And that's where I decided I've had it.
You think that you have coronavirus?
No. Just like had it with the situation. They canceled Fast and the Furious 9.
Yeah, it's you know, the hardest part about them canceling the Fast and the Furious 9 is that I didn't see the first 8, and this will give me the time. So I'm very excited about that. So this is
all. We should. I don't think I've seen any of them either. Maybe I think I saw the first one when it came out. Maybe we should do a podcast where we review each movie 1 minute at a time.
We should, because if I've learned anything, it's when people, when they do like a real specific pot, you know, like be about making about murder or Fast and the Furious or candy or, you know, something real. Candy's not even specific enough, but when you get real specific, you know, then
magic happens.
Yeah, that's when people come out of the woodwork and they're like, yeah, give it to me. I want it. So maybe, you know, in this podcast, you know, even though it is the best, let me be clear, and it's even better than ever, because now we're back on Maximum Fun, you know, it jumps around a bit.
Yeah.
It's not the most specific show I've ever heard. In fact, even as a host of this show, I'm honestly hard-pressed to say what it's about.
I know. Anytime anyone asks me, I'm just like, I don't know. We just kind of Skype sometimes, and sometimes.
No,
we...
let's. Now you're selling. Now you're chasing away listeners.
Sorry.
See, this is the difference. What, you know, when the master speaks, and someone that's not quite as much of a master as the master. No. Well, this is an incredible show. Sometimes we Skype, like in the event of a global pandemic. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do. We'll Skype it. You know, that happens.
Sure.
We're just human. Mm-hmm. But we have guests on, scintillating guests. Today, Jesse Paris Smith was supposed to come over, and we were going to announce officially the cheese plate drawing winner. But and I don't believe this. It's my hope of hopes that this has nothing to do with the coronavirus craze. Mm-hmm. But she said she's not well today and is going to go see a doctor.
Oh boy.
So Speedy, I think she's fine actually, and it's unrelated. She's not thinking that it's coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I think she just, you know, she's a singer, she's got to protect the pipes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had it 2 weeks ago. I think I mentioned,
you thought you had the coronavirus 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it on the show even. And
going around that long?
Well, no, there wasn't a confirmed case in New York City until like a few days later. So,
ooh.
I think I dodged a bullet.
It was outside of your apartment. I have a show tonight, and I've yet to receive notification that it's canceled. Do you think it's canceled? In your expert opinion on whether I should leave the house?
Where is it?
It's in Brooklyn.
Eastville,
one of my favorite venues in the world.
I feel like I got an email from them today.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank Dave's show is canceled out of lack of interest.
No, it's no. They're saying they're gonna be open. Yeah, Janine Garofalo.
Wait
Sherrod
a minute.
Small. Dave Hill.
Said my name too.
Yep. Jacob Williams. Dina Hashem.
Look at me. Everything's going my way. Eastville Comedy Club. Okay. Well, I have a lot of coronavirus material locked and loaded. Wonder. Okay. Crazy. This is wild.
It is wild.
Okay. Well, it is only 4:00. I mean, I believe it. What's today? The 12th?
Yeah. My friend Gaster Almonte, who's a very funny man.
No, you're just making up names.
No, that's real.
Okay.
We should have him on the show, actually. He's really good.
All right.
He showed up to a show last night, and no one told him it was canceled.
No one?
No one. So he got there and realized and just had to go home.
He must have been irritated.
I'd be pretty irritated.
I would be super irritated. It's very irritating.
You think that's going to happen tonight?
I don't know. I guess I could text, find out.
Yeah.
You know, rather than get out of that kind of crony world. Now let's take a quick break from Dave Hill's podcasting incident special coronavirus won't shut up about episode. And check in with our friends over at Maximum Fun. Go to MaximumFun.org to find out more about those nut jobs.
This is your captain with an update from the flight deck. We'll be reaching Max Fun Drive on March 16th. That's right on time. As a reminder, Max Fun Drive runs for just 2 weeks, and it's the best time of year to support the podcasts you love. If you look towards the front, you'll see your favorite hosts with special bonus content and lovely thank you gifts for new and upgrading monthly members. Now, sit back, relax, and catch up on your favorite Max Fun shows now so you can listen to the new episodes releasing March 16th. And thanks again for choosing Maximum Fun.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my friend's favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. You're hearing the voices of real litigants, real people who have submitted disputes to my internet court at the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I hear their cases, I ask them questions, they're good ones, and then I tell them who's right and who's wrong.
Thanks to Judge John Hodgman's ruling, my dad has been forced to retire one of the worst dad jokes of all time.
Instead of cutting his own hair with a Flowbee, my husband has his hair cut professionally.
I have to join a community theater group.
And my wife has stopped bringing home wild animals.
It's the Judge John Hodgman podcast. Find it every Wednesday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Thanks, Judge John Hodgman.
Should we do some rhyme blotter?
I was going to suggest that very thing.
Sweet.
That very thing. The crime blotter. I feel like our audience has just gone through the roof now that we're part of the Maximum Fun Network. It's just going to go nuts. And so some people, there may be new listeners who don't know of the many exciting segments on this show. And among them is a little segment we like to call the Crime Blotter, in which we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I'm from. That's right. So this is do you have the Crime Blotter music cued? I can't hear it. My wire.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Got it.
First one. You know, this may be like two in the category of real just vicious crime. But designated driver with Taco Bell all over his pants arrested for drunk driving. This is from the Broadview Heights police blotter. Nothing ever goes wrong in Broadview Heights, does it? Well, guess again, sister. Drunken driving. This is the case of drunken driving on road.
Wait, I'm sorry. It said he had Taco Bell all over his pants. Like, that's how they phrased it.
This is, I mean, there's so much information. Designated driver, right? So he's not drinking, is he? With Taco Bell all over his pants. I'm listening. Arrested for what? Drunk driving. Nuts. Okay. On February 15th. Wait, are you, what's that?
No, I find it amusing when someone refers to, like, the food item as just like the establishment that it came from, you know.
Instead of, well, I, you know, there's, you know, it's a dirty business, I'm sure there was a little payola. Hey, what's it gonna take for you to mention that it was Taco Bell and not Del Taco on his pants?
It's like a viral marketing campaign.
That's exactly right. a coronavirus marketing campaign. On February 15th, police observed a weaving and speeding black BMW 530i. That sounds nice. Don't know what it is. Traveling. Do you know what that model is?
No.
Just cars. It's a BMW. Okay. Traveling 58 miles per hour on Royalton Road. Let me tell you something. That's a 35 mile per hour street. I'm pretty darn sure.
Okay.
The officer talked to the driver, who, despite saying he was the designated driver, smelled like booze. The Broadview Heights resident said they were headed home after going to Taco Bell, which was all over his pants and coat. After a failed field sobriety test, during which he staggered, the man was arrested for drunken driving. He was also cited for speeding and not driving in marked lanes.
Oh boy.
But the Taco Bell all over his pants. The real case here, I think, is let's find out whether Taco Bell paid a little something.
Yeah.
Because they basically got a free ad.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is so delicious, it'll make you commit crimes. Or something. There's probably better slogans, I admit it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But no, it's always amusing to me. It's like, oh, you, like, I just ate Wendy's, or, not like I ate a hamburger at Wendy's, just like you ate McDonald's or something.
Yeah. I hear you.
Got Taco Bell all over your pants.
I have to say, these crimes are a little, bit much, I have to say.
Okay, the first one was great.
Man arrested for telling teller. I love the wordplay in this already. Man arrested for telling teller he was going to rob bank. This is Beechwood Police Blotter. Beechwood, right by where I grew up. I grew up in University Heights, let me be clear. Inducing panic, Chagrin Boulevard. So at 3:55 p.m. March 6th, police arrested a Beechwood man, 19, for inducing panic. The man, who did not possess a weapon, told an employee at the Chase Bank branch at 22801 Chagrin Boulevard that he was going to rob the bank. I can tell you, there is not a 19-year-old from Beechwood, Ohio, who just by appearance alone looks like he could rob a bank. So I don't know.
I didn't even know people robbed. I didn't know people even rob banks anymore. You don't really hear about it.
Oh yeah, no, it's a classic. I guess.
Have you ever robbed a bank?
I've never robbed a bank. I've stolen a few complimentary pens, maybe took more than my share. So, yeah, I have. Are you ready for this one?
Yes, please.
This took place in Brooklyn, Ohio, not to be confused with Brooklyn, New York.
There's a Brooklyn, Ohio?
There is. That's where I played high school hockey. That was the rink when I played. When I was a high school hockey great, I played in Brooklyn, Ohio for St. Ignatius Wildcats. Ex-girlfriend hits man with his hat. You heard me. Brooklyn Police Blotter. This does definitely call the police if anyone hits you with
the hat.
Brook Park Road. I know exactly where that is. On February 23rd, police were dispatched to a Brook Park Road bar after an employee said that his girlfriend had arrived at his place of employment, removed his hat, then subsequently hit him with it. Parma man said the incident was witnessed by his co-workers. The employee didn't want to press charges, but he requested that the officer tell the woman she is to have no further contact with him. Also, the Brook Park Road bar asked the officer to tell the woman she's no longer welcome at the business.
Oh, boy. Does it say what kind of hat it was?
No, it doesn't even say the bar, so I have all sorts of questions. I'm going to call this an open case. I think the guy's ego was bruised.
Yeah.
And he called the police. like a child. So, I, very disappointed.
You shouldn't be wearing a hat indoors anyway.
No, never. You know, you're not kidding. That makes me so mad when people do that, I have to say. I get so mad when people wear hats indoors. That enrages me. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I just did. I absolutely hate it. I went to a funeral, and there were two people in the church wearing hats, men, wearing mini fedoras.
You told me about this, yeah. I was at that same funeral.
Yeah, it was our friend Patrick. Oh my gosh, our friend Patrick, may he rest in peace, miss him every day. Great guy.
He's the best.
At his wedding. Whoa. What's going on with me? Freudian slips everywhere. At his funeral, he was dead. He didn't do anything. I'm making light of it, but he would be laughing at that joke fumble my way through the story. He was dead. And there was a lot of people there, you know, to honor him and remember him. And two guys, I believe I knew one of them, were wearing, like, hats in the church, which is, like etiquette 101, respect 101, is take off your frickin' hat.
Yeah, church.
Indoors, especially in church, you numb nut. And I was sitting there, I was getting so mad. And I almost went over. I didn't, but I was going to go to, hey, like, take your hat off, you fucker. but then I didn't.
Kind of
not
to
brag, but I didn't. So, anyway, it drives me bonkers when people do this. And I see it in restaurants. I guess I'm an old-fashioned gentleman when it really gets down to it. I'm just a guy from a simpler time when a gentleman removes his hat indoors. Pretty simple.
Totally.
It drives me crazy when people do that, because it's so easy to just take your hat off.
I think people are worried about, like, hat hair or something.
Well, take it off before you go inside. How about that?
I agree.
A lot of ways to handle it. You know the way to not handle it?
Maybe keep it on.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I've never been a hat guy, so I look weird in hats.
Well, I can tell you, it's not cool. It enrages me. And if you were ever to do it, I would flip out. I would flip out without question.
What kind of hat would infuriate you the most? Like a fedora?
The douchier the hat, the more enraged I get, I'll be honest. So, if you really want to get me mad, make it be like a fedora, mini fedora, or like any hat where when you imagine the person trying it on, I guess, and you know, because the etiquette is just you know, that is men are supposed to take their hats off indoors. So, but any hat where you imagine that the guy put it on and looked in the mirror and said, "Oh, that's cute." Those are hats that I hate the most.
Right.
And the mini fedora and those little pork pie hats. Any of those little hats, I hate them so much, because I imagine somewhere along the way a grown man said, "Well, that's cute, isn't it? I don't like it."
I used to wear a pork pie hat.
What were you, as a ska band?
As a teenager. No, I was just... we don't have to get into it.
Yeah, let's not get into it. Though I will say, there are hats that I like. My friend Tom Papa wears a hat, and I think he looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those like newsy type hats. I think those are cool.
If you wear a hat that like a grown man would wear and not think that he looks cute,
yeah,
it's fine. I have no beef with you. But it's when you have a hat on but then any hat, you got to take the hat off indoors. But it especially enrages me when someone wears a hat indoors and it's like a cutesy hat.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're like, ooh.
There's like a feather in it.
Yeah. I'm enraged. Anyway, that's probably good for the crime blotter, right?
Sure.
We promised to the listener that we would continue with Canadian content in this podcast as we turn So You're Canadian into a more specialized episode show. So can you cue me up a little Canadian music? Maybe some Triumph or Rush or whatever you want.
Yeah. But yeah, some Rush.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I got. And the temptation, of course, is, am I going to read the story? Zookeeper killed by sex-crazed elephant out of Changsha, China? Nope, not Canadian. Can't do it. Look it up yourself. Not my problem. But I'll tell you, I will tell you this little story.
Sure.
And this is practically crime blotter material. The headline, human brain seized in mail truck on U.S.-Canada border. You heard me. U.S. Customs officers made an unusual discovery when they carried out a spot check on a Canadian mail truck. A human brain inside a jar. The brain was found at the Blue Water Bridge crossing between Michigan and the Canadian province of Ontario on 14th of February. That's Valentine's Day for all you lovers. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. They didn't say the thing about Valentine's Day for all you lovers. That was me. I added that. That was me editorializing on the story. Let me be clear. The brain was inside a shipment labeled antique teaching specimen. I'm listening. Okay. The shipment originated in Toronto and was destined for Kenosha, Wisconsin. Or should I say it was destined for some sick fuck in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Upon opening the shipment, CVP officers found the package to contain a human brain specimen inside of a clear glass mason jar without any paperwork or documentation in support of its lawful entry into the United States, the agency said in a statement. Canadian, okay.
I didn't know people actually.
Yeah, that's basically the story.
I didn't know people actually put brains in jars. I thought that was just like a TV thing.
Well, it happened.
Oh,
it
boy.
Looks like. I don't know if this is. There's a picture of it. It looks moldy and dry, and then there's also bubble wrap in the jar with it. It's problematic, Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, this is breaking.
What?
Justin Trudeau. His wife is being tested for coronavirus.
Oh boy.
Has it shown up in Canada already? How are they handling all this? I haven't checked.
It's in Canada.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I just imagine they're handling a lot better than we are.
They handle most stuff better than we do.
Yeah.
Up there in Canada.
Might really be time to move there.
Well, I'm not ruling it out. Of course, like when I finally, you know, make some progress in my mental health, the world starts to end. Doesn't it?
Of course. I know. I was doing really well with, you know, like work-related stuff, and now I'm like, oh. No one's going to have any money to do anything, so my life is done.
No, it's not. Hey, whoa, come on. That's not me. Everything's going to be fine. I mean, eventually. Maybe long after we're dead.
Probably.
Inferno Fest canceled. In Norway.
What's that?
Some festival.
Oh.
They're canceling They're canceling everything, everywhere.
Everything. I gotta check in. I know our friend Kevin Allison's supposed to go to Reno this week. I don't know if that's happening.
Reno?
Yeah, they're doing a live Risk out there. Yeah, they're just canceling everything. I already put all my live shows on hold with the anticipation of doing this project I'm working on, and now the project's been delayed, so I'm just kind of chilling for now.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Life. What is it? What is it with life? It's getting me down.
It's pain.
No, I'm actually doing better than ever. Despite, the world ending, personally, I'm doing great. Feeling healthy for the first time in 25 years.
Wow. That's great.
Somewhat. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
That, maybe we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We can't worry about it. I mean, we can't predict. We'll get into it later. On So You're Canadian, one of my guests, Devnett Doyle was she was talking about that it's not good to talk about, drug use of any sort, because then the government listens and then they don't let you travel freely.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she said the U.S. government anyway will like check out what Canadian what artists outside of America are saying and doing and stuff, and then they will not let them into the country because they said like that they smoke pot or something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah, which makes me think like, hey, maybe I shouldn't talk about microdosing that much, but I feel like I want to talk about it because I think it's so far so good, and I think maybe it could help people. So there.
And I might have to jump on that bandwagon.
Well, I'm a little ways into it, and I can say so far so good.
Yeah.
And I'll elaborate further, unless I have a freak out. Because you don't want to. We can't talk about it at length and then have it go south and then
Well,
he would not shut up about it, and now look at him. That's the last thing we need.
I'm doing pretty well with my meds at the moment, so
maybe we should turn this into a fully mental, because we allude to it a lot on this show, that we're, we both are barely holding it together mentally from a
hanging on
perspective.
Both hanging on by a thread.
Both batshit crazy. Maybe we just only talk about that.
Maybe, yeah.
What thing about? I don't know.
Are you still taking your normal medication or no?
I'm Prozac. I take like little, just enough to stave off withdrawal.
Yeah.
I've been doing that, and I'm not saying that I am doing that the smart way. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. But also, in my minor defense, I was never very good at taking it anyway.
That was always my problem. Like, I've gotten really good at it lately, but I would just go days with that and be like, why do I feel like I don't want to leave my apartment? It's like, oh yeah, stop taking my medication.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That'll do it. What are you going to do?
Yeah. We have some listener questions that we can probably do real quick.
Oh, let's okay.
Your Witch Tame video, by the way.
Oh yeah, I can't stress enough. Everyone, the new Witch Taint video for Sons of Satan is out now on YouTube, Facebook. It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it on the Witch Taint Instagram account at Witch Taint. It's the best video and song to be released in a very long time by anybody. It's and the great. Single is available wherever you get, everywhere. It's available.
Where did you guys film that?
The video for Sons of Satan?
Yeah.
We filmed it in New Orleans and in Natchez, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
So there's that, like... What's that?
There's like that shot at the end where like the babies fall off the top of the car and you could see people in the background like watching you guys film it.
Oh, yeah. We shot that. That scene was in New Orleans. And we were shooting it. There was just like... these guys out on their front porch just hanging out, and we just shot it two or three times, and the babies, not real babies, let's be clear,
yeah.
They were watching it and they were just laughing their asses off. I think they figured out pretty quickly that they were not real babies. Also, since I was dressed as Satan, I think they surmised that it was not a. This was not a real thing that was happening. So they got a really big kick out of it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were laughing quite a bit.
All right, here we got a few questions here, which we asked in our Facebook group, Dave Hill's Facebooking Incident, which everyone can join. This first question is from V. Frankie Craighead. He's a big fan of ours. She wrote, not really scandalous, but I've been thinking about this for days. Dave, do you wear nipple covers when you do your killer run?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not wear nipple covers when I go running. Thank you for asking. I find that my nipples don't really start to take a beating until about the 6-mile mark. Mm-hmm. That's when the nipples start to chafe a little bit. And I rarely run more than 4. So I usually do between 3 to 5, no more than 8. Once I ran 10, don't recommend it. Mm. But yeah, it's happened. And the most I've ever done is I've put like lotion, like what's it? I think that thing that like you're supposed to put on like cow udders, cow tits, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I put that on it. And so there's your answer. Glad I could help.
All right, next question from Valerie Lopez. Oh, this is we were actually just talking about this. She asked, "What's your favorite meatless meal?"
Meatless.
And she wrote, "You cannot answer poutine." And does it involve kale?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, poutine, is technically would have beef gravy, so it is not a meat-free thing, but I've been told that usually the gravy does not really have any actual beef in it anyway, but so many meals don't. My favorite, I mean, just simple, probably just a nice pasta,
yeah,
I would say comes to mind. Chips and salsa. So many foods you just eat and they don't have meat. I mean, it's very easy. I'm probably vegan most of the time without even thinking about it.
The same, yeah. Well, not vegan, but I definitely don't eat meat like every single day.
No.
I'll go without it.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Next question comes from Nigel Brown. Nigel asks, I've never seen Lucy on one of Dave's killer runs. Is he scared she'll outrun him?
Yes, without question. Well, there's a reason, is because when she runs with me in my at my pace in New York, I run too slowly for her. And then when I get her up to her own pace that she likes, it's way too fast for me to go over for very long. So, and then the other reason is because I tend to run more when I'm traveling because I'm not taking her out to exercise on her own.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because I spend so much time taking her to the dog park and all that, that when I don't do that, then I can use that time to, you know, get super ripped. And, you know, whatever faraway land I'm in. So there. How's that for an answer?
I don't know if you can hear my cat just sneezed into the microphone.
Oh, no. Do you think it's coronavirus?
I hope not. All right, a couple more. Kayla Fulp, our friend Kayla.
Sure.
Seen her in a while. Who's your favorite letter,
Ken? Do you think it's catnip virus?
Catnip virus. maybe.
Who is my favorite character on Letterkenny?
Yeah.
Oh, Pastor Greg. Is it Pastor Greg? Pastor Glenn. Why did I say Greg? Pastor Jacob Tierney. The pastor is my favorite.
I gotta catch up on it. Is it? It's so, like, if my wife doesn't like a show, she refuses to, like, watch it. So it's like I have to watch all these shows that she doesn't like on my own, and I just don't have the time.
Wait, so you're suggesting that your wife does not like Letterkenny?
She does not like Letterkenny.
Are you gonna divorce her?
No.
I'm not saying you should, but you probably should. I mean, not saying you should, but you definitely should.
Just there's like a couple of shows. We tried to watch Schitt's Creek, which, you know, it's got like everybody that we love in it in one show. And she can't stand one character on it, so we can't watch it.
Which character doesn't she like on that show?
Chris Elliott.
What?
I know.
Your wife does not like Chris Elliott?
Grossed her out, I think, I guess.
But he's the best at playing gross out characters.
Oh, believe me, I think we got into a fight over this like a couple years ago because of how much I love Chris Elliott.
Do you like Schitt's Creek? Let me ask you this.
I do, yeah. I haven't watched much of it, but everything I've seen, I love. I mean, I love that whole crew: Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy.
Yeah, I really like it. I don't like it as much as I like Letterkenny, but I do like it.
Yeah.
But I think partially is because it was built up so much to me, so I was like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Yeah.
Anytime that happens with a show, I always find I'm like, oh, that's good.
That said, everyone hyped up Parasite, and I watched it, and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that.
That, to me, was like the first thing that lived up to the hype in a long time.
Yeah, that was really good. I watched another one of Memories of a Murder. The whole movie's on YouTube, and I heard it was better. I watched it. I don't think it was better, but I did enjoy it. So there. I can't believe how many cool things I'm saying. Anyway, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for Max
next
Fun
week,
Drive.
Max Fun Drive is all next week. It's gonna be fun.
And I guess in the meantime, until we figure out, you can help us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. And get my book, Parking the Moose, or I'll freak out, and get the debut single from Witch Taint, Sons of Satan, and pre-order the album, Sons of Midwestern Darkness, which is out April 10th on TP Records. You can pre-order it, pre-save, all those things now, wherever you get.
Release show at Mercury Lounge, right? April 7th?
Mercury Lounge April 7th, yeah, which hopefully that's the record release show. I'm hoping it happens. I know there's the... you know that the Corona craze going around.
Yeah, we'll be fine with that.
You think? I hope so. Mm-hmm. If not, I do blame you. Let me be clear. Let me be 1,000% clear. If we're not by then, I can't help but blame you. I'm very sorry, Chris. Mm. So anyway, all right. Until next time, stay street. Stay hydrated. And this is no joke. Get tested, everybody. for the first time, I'm right on the money with this.
Walking the Moose. It's my book about Canada. 37 million people. No, they can't be wrong. And if you don't believe me, ask Celine Dion.